The Niagara-on-the-Lake farming community does more than harvest goods that are enjoyed across the country and beyond. It also teams up every year for the annual Christmas Tractor Parade, a tradition born out of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2021 and has been going strong since then. It will be held this year on Thursday, December 12 at 6 p.m., but road closures, which is a new addition in 2024, will begin at 5 p.m. People need to stake their spots early, said Erwin Weens, Deputy Lord Mayor and Town Councillor, who started the event with his wife Dorothy Sue Weens. Last year, there was traffic chaos, according to Weens, who added that the town and region have been working with organizers this time around to alleviate that. The event will serve as a fundraiser for the Terry Fox Foundation for the second year in a row. Last year, Joe Pilateri and Weens had a friendly challenge to see how much money they could raise at the parade to donate to the Terry Fox Foundation, and although Weens had some significant checks handed to him, Pilateri won the bet, and together they ended up collecting donations of more than $50,000 for the foundation. To make it even better, the foundation had an anonymous donor who doubled any donations during the month of December, resulting in more than $100,000 for Team Pilsy. Once again, Weens has established a friendly wager with Pilateri to see who can raise the most money, and again there is an anonymous donor matching donations to the foundation during December. Locally, the winner will be treated to a meal by the runner-up. As of Wednesday afternoon, there were 72 entries registered to take part in the parade. While the majority will be driven by people from local farming families, Niagara-on-the-Lake Hydro will also participate, and Niagara District Airport is entering a large snowblower, said Weens. We want to celebrate farming in NOTL, that's the roots of our town, said Weens. It brings everybody together. But the community has also embraced it more every year, he added, referring to the many driveway parties hosted by people who live along the route. In addition, it's a highlight for the residents of Pleasant Manor in Virgil, with the route of the parade ensuring those in apartments, townhouses, and long-term care can watch from their windows, balconies, porches, and patios as it travels by them. Weens explains the popular event has grown substantially since it started, with what began from Dorothy seeing a similar parade on the TV news in Selkirk, Ont. It was put together quickly that first year, but now, he said, it can't get much bigger. The parade starts at 6 p.m. on the Virgil Arena grounds before making a right on 4 Mile Creek Road, right onto Pleasant Lane, continuing to Eldon Street, then left on Penner Street and Line 1. From there, the parade will turn right on Concession 4, right onto Line 2, right onto 4 Mile Creek Road, and return to the arena. There will be a full road closure on Concession 2 from East and West Line to Line 3. East and West Line from Concession 6 to Concession 2 will also be closed due to the parade. Concession 6 from East and West Line to Line 3 as well as Line 3 from Concession 6 to Concession 2 are also off limits during the parade. There will also be a number of soft closures, with roads open to local and emergency traffic only, and parking will also be restricted on both sides of Pleasant Lane, which leads from 4 Mile Creek Road to Eldon Street.